Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, you're going to want to get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android in the Play Store. It's free, F-R-E-E, free as me. It's got everything on there. You can watch the network. It's got the TV side. You can listen to the network. It's got the radio side. It's got in-game odds, egg sandwiches, and even stories and highlights, videos, everything. The Sports Grid app, get it today. You won't regret it. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X? Even this very second. Always, every day, all week, all month, all year at SportsGrid-Live. You can get the Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcast every day on Apple, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts. All week, Monday through Friday, you get the shows, both of them, every day. All right, let's take a look at the lineup for tonight on SportsGrid TV at 6. It's Front Office Sports today at 6:30. It's Game Time Decisions with the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri. At 8 o'clock, it's the original OG in-game live with Scott Wetzel and Dave Sharapan. At 10, it's Sports Rage with Morenci. And then tonight on Sports Grid Radio at 8, it's The Institution, Carver and Lisi. You get it all on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. Why go anywhere else? The Prime Minister's in today for Carver. Hi, thank God, from Ontario in lovely Toronto. My favorite place to visit because of the Wahlburgers at the Pearson Airport and the Four Seasons with the $5,000 bets. Ooh, yeah. I love it. All right. Let's talk baseball. The Braves beat the Mets 5-4 in 10 innings in Hottown. Ozuna 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs for the Braves. But it was Austin Riley, the hero. He hits the walk-off sack fly for Atlanta on the FanDuel Sports Network South.
Now a chance to win it, and that's going to do it.
I know we're going to talk about it a little more when we get to the Yankees, but they're both peeling apart. The Mets and Yankees right now are like an orange. I mean, you're just peeling away at all their leads, and their divisions have peeled away. The Mets lead has shrunk down to a couple games. The Yankees lead is down to 2.5. What do you think's wrong with the Mets all of a sudden?
I don't know. It's just one of those situations where there's good teams in that division. The Braves had a really bad start, but they're 7 games under 500. They'll get there at the end. And I think the Philadelphia Phillies are one of the best teams in baseball, man. The Blue Jays were on a heater. They were the hottest team in the league, and they went to Philly and got their asses handed to them. They got swept. So tough division other than like the Nationals there, Scotty. So it's going to happen. But yeah, the Mets, there's teams breathing right down your neck.
The Marlins beat up the Phillies at home in Miami 8-3. 7 Marlins with RBIs. 6 Marlins who scored a run, if you can imagine. Jesus Sanchez hits a solo pinch hit home run to put the Marlins up 6-3 in the 7th on the FanDuel Sports Network, Florida.
In the 1-1 offering, Sanchez swings. This is driven in the air, deep center field. He thinks he got all of it. He sure did. Jesus Sanchez with a pinch hit homer. What'd you just say, hon?
Like I said, he's got the kind of power that can go straight away center field and give you more home runs. Great job.
That ended the Phillies' winning streak, I think, at 6. Let's take a look at the NL East standings now, where it stands. I told you it's down to 2. I think the Braves, Nats, and Marlins, they're cooked. I guess, Cam, I could see Atlanta getting back to normal and, you know, getting to – I think they got to get to 500 before I start sweating that they're going to make a run on being 12 games deep.
No, that's the whole thing. You got to make 10 games up on the Phillies there. That's a lot of baseball. You got to basically win every series. Like, you're 7 games below 500. Hey, good start. Hey, the Mets are 45-28. Let's give them credit, but watch out for the Phillies. When everything's said and done, I think the Phils win the East.
Let's look at the odds to win the East as they stand right now. The Mets are still on top, but you're taking the Phillies at that price.
Yeah, big time. Big time. The Phillies are plus 155. They're only a couple games back. They're lethal. I love the New York Mets, too. They're loaded, but I think the Philadelphia Phillies at that price is absolutely amazing. Man, I'd put them like plus 120. Plus 155 is value, in my opinion.
So the two games that I bet yesterday, I hit, and I got really lucky in both of them. It was the Reds come back and the Jays come back. The Jays got by the D-backs 5-4 in Toronto. Vladdy, 3-for-4, a home run, 3 RBIs, and a run. Addison Barger makes it back-to-back homers for the Jays to walk it off against the Snakes on Sportsnet in Toronto.
Squared up. Swing and a high drive.
There you go. Nice win for the Jays. I needed that. Cash that ticket.
Me too.
Seattle destroys the Red Sox 8-0 in the Pacific Northwest. Brian Wu-Tang Clan, 7 innings, no runs, 6 strikeouts. How about your boy, Cal Raleigh? 3-for-4, 2 runs, 6 RBIs, and his 27th home run. And here it is, the Grand Slam breakfast. Second one's a dollar. I don't know if you knew that. Here it is in the second inning to put the Mariners up 5-0 on Root Sports Northwest.
Going after the first pitch, high rising fly ball at the wall. Grand slam! Number 27 from Cal Raleigh is a big one.
He's unbelievable, this guy. He now takes the MLB home run lead with the Grand Slam, became the first player in MLB history to drive in 6+ runs, hit a grand slam, steal a base, and out hit the entire opposing team in the same game since the RBI became a stat in 1920. Let that sink in for a second.
That's wild.
I mean, that is crazy. Let me repeat. First guy in history to drive in 6 runs, hit a grand slam, steal a base, and out hit the entire opposing team.
That is a great stat. And I got to tell you, no, I've always been a Cal Raleigh guy. And I got to tell you, Scott, we said this at the top of the show. Watch out. Devers is gone. This could be the little skid that Boston's going to get on. They were playing well, but and the Yankees aren't playing very well. The Blue Jays had a 3-game losing streak. So it's interesting. Watch out for Tampa Bay in that division. But I'm going to tell you, the Seattle Mariners should be better than they are. They need more consistent hitting because their pitching's good.
Yeah, I mean, they got one guy that hits the ball out of the park. Let's face it, Julio doesn't do what this guy, Cal Raleigh, does.
Nope.
Let's look at the AL MVP odds. There you go. Judge, done deal.
Well, the thing is, what are you going to do? Like, if Judge gets hurt, then, like, sure, if you got that tick in your back pocket, it's loaded. It's loaded, and you've already hit most of the numbers in the lottery. But Cal Raleigh at 4? That's something to look at. Bobby Witt, he's one of those guys. He could do it all. Ramirez, I don't think he'll get there. So it's kind of a 3-man race. But Cal Raleigh might be a good pooch there, Scott. What happens if Judge goes down?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I think that those tickets, if you had a pinch on both of them, because we saw what Bobby Witt did last year. He chased Judge to the finish line and came up short. Here he is again in the same picture, but Cal Raleigh's ahead of him, and Cal Raleigh deserves everything he's getting right now, the way the guy is playing. The Angels beat the Yankees 4-0 in the Bronx. Kyle Hendricks, 6 innings. Don't call me Jimi Hendrix. 4 hits, 9 Ks, no earned runs. The Yankees, meanwhile, have gone.
These guys can't get a hit off
Hendricks. 29 innings without a run. Oh,
that's what happens when you play the old Earl Weaver style home runs. When you go cold, you lose games, man. These guys got to manufacture some runs.
We'll come back and keep talking baseball with the Prime Minister.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Coast to coast here on a midweek Where Do You Hurt Wednesday. Imagine that. The Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, live in for Carver High. Orioles beat the Jays 5-1 in Tampa last night at Steinbrenner. Jordan Westberg, who? 3-for-5, 2 runs. Ramon Laureano, 2-for-4, 2 RBIs. Let's take a look at those AL East standings now that the Yankees have been melting down. Before the heat wave hits New York, it's supposed to be 100 in New York this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Brutal temperatures. The way they've been playing lately, brutally. Losing every game, haven't scored a run in 29 innings. Their lead shrinking. Who do you like in the East?
I hate to say it, I kind of like Tampa Bay, and I'm a Blue Jay fan, and you're a Yankee fan. I think Tampa Bay always falls under the radar. They have the best starting ERA in baseball. If they get any type of runs, they'll win. Like, that's the whole thing. We wait for the Rays to go away, but they're kind of like a rash. It keeps on coming back, and never count these guys out. I'm going to tell you, though, Scott, the Blue Jays and their young talent, like you talked about Barger, and Chris, take a look at Kirk's numbers. Everyone calls him big and fat like a rolling ball, but, man, this guy's got all-star numbers, so the Blue Jays, if they get any type of pitching and their hitting gets hot, that lineup could be dangerous. But I think the Rays are a great price at 7.
Yeah, I've seen Kirk play there when I
– He's awesome.
I came up to Toronto and went to that White Sox series, and I thought, you know, the guy can hit. That's all I know. Yeah. He drives in runs, and you can call him whatever you want. The guy can play. Dodgers beat the Padres 8-6 at Dodgers Stadium. So the Dodgers nailed Tatis. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. Iglesias got beaned as well. And then the Padres hit Ohtani during the game. Dave Roberts was tossed. Paez with a big game again. 4-for-4, 2 home runs, 3 runs, 3 RBIs. And that was after he was complaining. Remember, like he was yeah, complaining about everything. And then he goes out and has this huge game. So the Dodgers have won 4 of their first 5 games versus the Padres this year. Here's Paez with the tying hit. Makes the game 3-all in the fourth for his second solo shot of the game on Spectrum Sportsnet Los Angeles.
Paez is thinking, yeah, they are trying to throw at me. Like, he legitimately believes that he is that good.
Another high drive to left center field. Did he get enough? He did! His second home run.
And between Edmund and Paez, what is happening? Like, so I know Gabe's a Dodger fan. Okay, I'm not, and I just am sick and tired of Edmund and Paez killing me every night with all these huge games. Who the hell are these guys? Edmund comes up big in the World Series. Paez came out of nowhere. As far as I'm concerned, he's tearing it up.
That's the thing about the Dodgers, right? Like, you expect that from Ohtani and Freeman and Betts, but they have all these other guys, too. They just have professional hitters on their team, Scott. And for all the demise and people go, ooh, the Dodgers, what are they, 16 games over 500? They're just hard to bet because they're favorites every night, right? You got to pick the right spots. But, yeah, they're taking care of business against a hated rival. That's good news for them.
The Tigers smacked the Pirates 7-3 at Comerica in the Motor City. Baez was 3-for-4, 2 solo home runs. Riley Green, 2-for-4 with a home run, 2 RBIs, 2 runs. Tigers are now 15-5 against lefty starters this year. Here's Baez going yardage with a solo shot for his second home run of the night to put the Tigers up 5-3 on FanDuel Sports Network Detroit.
Javi leans into this one. In the air, left field. He did it again! 10 years of memories. And let's hope a lot more.
How about this guy? So he was on fire. Then he started slumping. Now he's hitting again. And he's also one of the leading vote-getters for the All-Star game, if you can even make it up.
It's unreal. This Tigers team, like, we look at the live bet. Gabe and I talked about it, Scott. I think it was minus 150 for National League to win World Series. But I think one of the only teams, like, I look up and down the list, like, the Yankees can struggle, the Jays can struggle, other teams, you know, like, what about, like, they're so inconsistent, all those teams. But the Tigers are the one team that I think are very, very dangerous, and we know how good their starting pitching is.
There's no doubt they're dangerous. I think Hinch is a really good manager. You know, I think he learned a lot from cheating in Houston all those years and was able to make it applicable in Detroit. The Cubs get by the Brewers 5-3 on the north side. Suzuki hits a 3-run shot in the fifth to put the Cubs up 4-2 on the Marquee Sports Network.
Cubs trail it by a run, but threatening. High fly ball. Seiya will raise the roof.
So Carver High ring the bell last night on Crow Armstrong hitting his 19th. So he hit that bet. I know he hit other bets as well last night in his taters. Which one?
I know he has Kepler because I did the golf segment with him tied to like a couple guys winning the golf tournament.
I'm like crazy. Yeah, Kepler was the other night. It was Monday night he hit Kepler. But last night he definitely had Crow Armstrong. So anyway, PCA said he's not interested in being in the home run derby with his 19 home runs. Here we go with these stuck up guys that don't want to be in the home run derby. Why do they even have this stupid thing if nobody wants to be in it? The Astros beat down the A's in Sacktown 13-3. Cam Smith 4-for-5, 3 RBIs, 3 runs, and 2 home runs. Here he is, his second home run of the night in as many at-bats to put the Astros up 4-zip on the Space City Home Network.
He drills one high and deep. Forget about it. Back-to-back jacks for Cam Smith. And the Astros lead 4-0. Dana Brown said they come in bunches, 2-2 at-bats.
That was a bomb.
This team is good again. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Me too. I'm so done with these guys. Like, could somebody step up, please? Seattle, like, come on. Let's get rid
of them. No one's going to step up. The Astros are a done deal. All they do is win. It drives me crazy. I got to tell you, we still have more baseball to talk. We won't stop until we get all the baseball in. It's very important for everyone and for America and Canada.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
So the Guardians got by the Giants 3-2 at Oracle in the city. Devers made his debut with San Francisco. He went 2-for-5 with an RBI double into the gap all the way to the sweet spot in dead center, basically right center, the furthest part of the ballpark. Devers spoke to the media before the game yesterday and said he's willing to play wherever the Giants need him to play. Imagine that after he refused to do anything for the Red Sox. He was ready to do anything for San Francisco. And I got to tell you, I think this guy, Breslow, whatever his name is, I think he's a fool for this deal. And I think, I've said it over and over. I think it's going to pay off for the Giants. It already has. The guy played one game, and he's driving in runs and hitting doubles to the wall, and the fans love him instantaneously. How do you think it's going to work out with him in terms of, like, long-term? Like, we talked about it earlier. You think it's going to help them? Like, I think they're a playoff team, a wild card team, without a doubt, and I think they're going to get even better with him and Chapman in the lineup. But long-term, this guy Breslow said he thinks – that they're not going to regret trading him. Did they regret trading Mookie Betts?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And by the way, Boston, you set up this situation. They're calling this guy a diva. Don't be a meatball and have guys playing same positions. The guy's a young guy. Didn't want a DH. And you know what? Now he's sticking it to Boston because these guys wouldn't go out. Like, that's the whole thing. Sure, Devers is a little bit of a diva. And I heard Ortiz come out and talk to him. But he already made it clear, and you kept on doing this. Like, the guy basically said, screw you guys. I'm done with the Red Sox. I'll go somewhere else. They get fleeced in a deal. The Giants are better. This is what the Red Sox do, right? Like, it's one of those situations where, you know, they got a problem with the guy. Get rid of him. Good luck. You think your team's going to get any better? Should have worked it out. Should have been smarter. Good on the Giants. Now they can compete with the Padres and Dodgers.
One team's trash is another team's fortune and gold. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this much. I totally, for the most part, respect Ortiz's career. I think he was a juicer too. Yep. And I think he got away with it. He got away with murder. Like that. Yes, no one believed it because everyone loves Poppy so much. They couldn't imagine that he was involved in it as well, which I think was personally. That's my opinion. And secondly, I'll just say this. Like, I thought he was a great hitter. There's no getting around it. And a winner and a champion. I'll give him that. But no one cares what you think anymore about this. Like, if he's trying to, like, talk about what they did wrong and what Devers did wrong, and he should have talked to him and he could have told him how to handle it better. And that may be right. That may be right. But let's get real here for a second. No superstar player today making $325 million wants to listen to some old player give him any advice.
You're right, Scott. Another thing is, too, that he gave the Red Sox a warning. It's one of those situations. It's like, here's what I want. And it's like, no. Oh, he's a malcontent. Really? You guys knew about this situation. It's not just Devers' fault. He could have been more of a team player, but
he's your best player.
On him. Yes. And that's another thing. He doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to DH. He's like, and now because they treated him like that, he's going to go, I'll do anything for the San Francisco Giants just to spite you turkeys for getting rid of me. And you know what? That's fine.
I think they're laughing all the way to the bank. And you know what it reminds me of, and I said this yesterday, it's, and I think I mentioned to you, like, it's like one floor down from Barry Bonds. When they got Bonds, they were never the same. They went to the World Series. They didn't win, but they went to the World Series. And Bonds, what he did in San Francisco was, you know, in the stratosphere, okay? And whether you like it or not, everyone was juicing. So Barry Bonds was one of many, like hundreds of guys doing it. And you're going to blame Barry Bonds for all that? That's like blaming A-Rod or Ortiz or anyone else. Now they get this guy. I said this to Gabe. They blew it on Judge. They blew it on Ohtani, but they went for it. And now they get this guy for $230, $250 million. Bottom line is, the other guys, look at Soto, what he got. Look what Judge got.
Right.
Look what Ohtani got. Like, this is like blue light special deal for Roth Devers.
I just love, too, how they go, oh, yeah, it's always the player's fault. Well, Boston, you don't seem to handle your business very well with a lot of star players. Just the facts.
I mean, it is. It really is. So we have a lot more to hit here in baseball. The Rockies have won three in a row. Stop the press. The Rockies, for the second time, have won three in a row. Are they legit now? We'll talk to Cam about the rest of the baseball, Skinny, and get you set up for tonight's games.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cam was just telling me how much he loves Boston. The Rockies outslugged the Nationals 10-6 in the nation's capital. Hunter Goodman, who, with a home run, three RBIs. Your boy Taglia with two home runs, three RBIs. Goodman leads baseball with seven home runs in June, whoever the hell that is. Also has 15 RBIs and is hitting 356 in June.
Good man.
They've won three in a row. That's all I know. I bet on them on Monday and cashed. I couldn't even believe it because you got to roll the dice when you bet on the Rockies. The Reds beat the Twins 6-5 in the Queen City. I cashed that ticket as well. They rallied to win that game. They've been hot for Tito as well. The Cards pummel the White Sox 12-2 on the South Side. Ivan Herrera, 2-for-5, 4 RBIs. 8 Cardinals scored runs. Meanwhile, the Royals beat the Rangers in Arlington at Globe 6-1. Seth Lugo went 6 with 9 Ks, 3 hits allowed, 1 earned run. Salvi Perez.
I love this guy.
He's big game, 3-for-4, 4 RBIs, 3 runs, and 2 home runs. How about your boy Salvi?
I love Salvador Perez. He's one of my favorite players in the league. Like, he's getting older, whatever. You know what I mean, Scott? He's just a true professional. He goes out there and gets it done. Love, one of my favorite players in the league.
Previous to the last night's game, the Rangers had gone from 29th or 30th in every team offensive category in baseball in May to either 3rd or 7th in June. So they were like 3rd or 7th in all the categories from 29th or 30th. So they got drastically better at everything. They also went from a 13% chance to make the postseason on June 6th to a 31% chance over the last week and a half. According to The Athletic, stats and history of the World Series winners since 98 say that 5 teams that can win the World Series this year are dreadfully the Astros, the Cubs, the Padres, Tigers, or Yankees. Are you buying or selling?
No, I'm not buying. Where were the Dodgers? Where are the Phillies? What the hell's going on? I know the Cubs are playing well. Like, Tigers, yes. Like, really? What are these statistics? Where do they come up with this formula? Like, what's in the recipe? Tell me.
They wrote an article. It was very exciting. And they looked at the history of teams in the World Series, and people that think they know came up with this plan for these 5 teams to win the World Series this year. It is craziness. The Rays owners are in advanced talks to sell the team to a group led by Pat Zalupski. Zalupski
scores! Double, I love Zarly Zalupski. What a guy.
This guy is a developer out of Jacksonville, Duval County.
Yeah. Duval.
Anyway, right. So how about this? The team's worth $1.7 billion. And I thought to myself, wow. I mean, at the end of the day, that's like cheap. When you think of like the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Cubs, the Mets, the Red Sox.
How many people are going to buy this team? Like, we could do an episode on like, I remember Boots Del Baggio go, oh, he's going to buy the Nashville Predators. How many people want to buy the Tampa Bay Rays over the last, what do you say, 5 to 10 years? Like, is this not a topic that just, every, like, it's like, really?
Oh, I just want the I just want the roof fixed. That's all. Yes. I don't care who owns the team. Just fix the roof. The NL All-Star team will be coached by Dave Roberts, Brian Snitker, and Clayton McCullough. Who?
Sounds like my drinking
All-Star
buddy.
Team will be coached by Aaron Boone, Joe Torre, who's 107, and Stephen Voigt. Now let's show this clip again of the highest winning percentage versus teams better than 500. This is very exciting, so I wanted to show this. These are teams that win against good teams that are over 500. There are some real legitimate teams right there. I think more than the earlier list of World Series teams, the five that we gave you. Look at these five. And that
Tampa Bay.
I mean, you know, that makes more sense to me, doesn't it?
Yes, great call, Scott. Tampa Bay not on that list. Dodgers not on the list. Mets not on the list. Get bent. I'm with you. I like this list.
All right, let's start looking at tonight's games because there's 15 of them. 14 tonight, one going on right now. Boston's up 1-0, bottom two at T-Mobile in Seattle. All right, let's start with Philly and Miami. Suarez and Mazur in South Florida tonight. 8.5 is the total. Philly minus -176. Miami's plus +147. As I mentioned, Suarez, who's 5-1 against Mazur, who has no numbers.
Who, Manure? I'll take the Phillies in a parlay, please. That's a parlay piece. I might land them on the run line, too. Especially, they'll bounce back. This is a nice little angle, Scott. After the Marlins, like, carved them up, I think the Phillies are going to carve them up tonight. So give me the
All right,
Phillies.
Pirates parlay and Heaney against Scooble at Comerica. How about this? Minus -333 for Scooble, plus +262 for the Bucks, who apparently have no chance. 6.5 is the total. And Scooble's been unbelievable, as you know. What do you think happens here tonight in the Motor City?
Well, I think I might have found my parlay piece. I could take Philadelphia with the Detroit Tigers tonight and turn it into something. I was going to add the Yankees, but they're so damn cold. So, yeah, I like the Tigers tonight to beat up your Pirates. Yar.
All right. Colorado's at the Nats again in D.C. Colorado's plus +132. Washington minus -157. 9.5 is the total. It's Marquez against Mitchell Parker never loses in our nation's capital. Who do you like tonight? Are you kidding me? The Rockies again, 4 in a row?
Do you know we had a guy at work? His name was actually Parker Lewis. Remember the show Parker Lewis Can't Lose? Anyway,
yeah.
I don't bet on the Nationals as favorites. Screw that. It's Colorado or nothing. Pass.
That's what we call him. Parker Lewis never loses. And I always bet on him, but I'm not betting or touching that game tonight. All right, let's look at the next one. Angels and Yankees. You got the Angels at plus +185, Yankees minus -226. Kokanowicz against Yarbrough in the boogie down Bronx, and the total is 9.5.
Kokanowicz versus what? Versus who? Heroin? Anyway, we got how do we bet the Yankees right now, Scott? We don't?
To lose.
Like, yeah. It's the Angels at a crazy price. Like, if you're fading the Yankees right now, you're doing quite well for yourself. So till these guys get it right, I can't bet this team.
Arizona's at Toronto, north of the border at Rogers. Arizona's minus -108. Toronto minus -110. 8.5. This one's really close. Rodriguez against Don't Call Me Matt Lauer.
Yeah, Matt Lauer. Ooh, trouble. Panic button under the desk. Anyway, over. 8.5. We already took it at over 8.5, and now it's 9, Scott. The Diamondbacks, we were both on them live. Remember the Blue Jays when they hit that walk-off? Arizona's bullpen reeks, so you can get some runs at the end of the game, and Lauer's a spot starter for Toronto. I see runs in this game. Lean Blue Jays, but I like over 8.5, 9.
Yeah, so Seattle tied up the Red Sox, and I like Detroit and Scooble. I like Philly like you do. I guess I'm going to go Colorado, and I've already hit the Angels on Monday and Tuesday. Last night I had the Angels plus the 1.5, and they win 4-0. And I'm going to basically high-risk Toronto again. I think Arizona has every chance to win this game tonight, but I think Rodriguez has been relatively brutal. When we come back, we still have a slew of games to hit, including the Mets and Braves in Atlanta and so many other good ones, Cleveland and San Francisco, Devers again, and Padres-Dodgers again. We'll hit all those games and wrap up the slate for tonight in Major League Baseball with the Prime Minister.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, let's hit the rest of the baseball games, Cam. Minnesota and Cincinnati. Oberon Kenobi against Lodolo. Minnesota's plus 110. Cincy minus 131 at Great American. And the total is 9.
This is a really tough game. Very tough game, Scotty. I'm a Reds guy. They're starting to play a little bit better, too. So, you know, but this game, it could go either way. Maybe some runs in this game. I could see these guys, you know, having like a 6-5 game like the other night. But I lean Reds, but I don't love this game. It's going to be a pretty close one. But if you put a gun to my head, Reds.
Yeah, I got to tell you, last night I hit the Reds and they had no business winning that game. I like the Twins tonight there. Mm. Mets and Braves in Hot Town, Atlanta. You got the Mets plus 167, Atlanta at minus two Bills at least, minus 202, 8.5 is the total. Blackburn the Pirate for the Mets against Chris Sale. Good luck tonight. I like the Braves.
So do I. I like the Braves in a parlay. I'll take the minus 1.5. Don't like to do that with the home team all the time. But Sale, if you ever look at his record, it's actually he's fine. Take a look at the numbers, not just the record in Blackburn. This guy gets shelled early. I like the Braves.
I like that run line as well at plus 104. I'm willing to take a shot with Sale and the Bravos. All right, let's go to the next one. St. Louis and the White Sox on the south side of Chicago. Sonny Gray against Burke the goalie. St. Louis minus -174. White Sox plus +145. 8.5 is what I see the total at. Who do you like tonight in the Windy City on the south side?
Sean Burke or Zach Burke with vertigo for the Tampa Bay Lightning? Anyway, two Burks. I like the Cardinals and a route here, Scott. And I think I like the over, too. I could see the Cardinals getting to the total themselves.
Yeah, Sonny Gray has been incredible. I'd run line it at minus 109 as well. Baltimore and Tampa Bay at Steinbrenner in Tampa. You've got Baltimore minus -103, Tampa minus -117. 9 is the total. Rodgers against Bradley, Bill Bradley.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers.
Yes.
Okay. Rays. I like the Rays in this spot. Coming off that loss, Scotty, I think they bounce back tonight.
Yeah, I like him at that price as well, minus -117. I got no problem with that. Let's go to Globe now in Arlington for the Royals and Texas. You've got Kansas City minus -136, Texas plus money, plus +114. The total is 8. I actually bet this game this morning. I took Corbin over Bubic Hair.
Wow, that's shocking because I really like Bubic Hair. I'm not a big Corbin guy. I like the Royals with cheese tonight. Scott, I was hoping you'd be on my side. I like Kansas City.
I just don't like the way they've been playing. I know they won last night. Salvi had a big night, but it's like the first game they've won in 2 weeks. And
yeah.
Texas has been playing really good ball. I told you the numbers earlier of what they've done. I think they get back on the horse. Here's another game I bet tonight. Milwaukee at the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Milwaukee now up to plus 129. Cubs minus -154. The total is 8. And you've got Mizorowski, the big, tall pitcher that throws gas against Jameson Shots of Tyone. In Mizorowski's first start, he went 6 innings and gave up no hits. He left because he pulled up lame with his calf. I thought he had rolled his ankle, but his stuff was filthy. And I bet him this morning at plus 124.
Sounds like you like the over on Bruce tonight. Maybe a strikeout prop, too. Over a six-pack tonight? Definitely, right? Yeah, I'm going to ride your wave, Scotty, with the Brew Crew tonight against the Cubs. Tyon, sometimes he gets tied on, right? You never know. But I like what you're telling me about this pitcher. So I'll take Milwaukee as a pooch. Sounds like value.
Cubs are a 4-1 on their homestand, a 10-gamer. So we'll see if they can win every night. I say no. I think they've been incredible. But tonight they're going to see gas all night long. And I think the runs are going to be short. All right. Cleveland and San Francisco at Oracle. This one tonight in San Francisco. Cleveland's plus money, plus 115. San Francisco minus $1.36, 7.5 the total. Allen against Verlander for the Giants. I like the Giants.
I do too. How do you think Verlander's going to go? Like, you think he's going to pitch well tonight? I don't know. Like, Cleveland won the last game. It was a tight one, 3-2, but you trust Verlander at that price?
You know, I think Verlander now is basically a lot like Allen. I don't think either one of them are going to be fantastic. I think there'll be runs in this game. I like the over 7.5 without a doubt. They both give up 4.5, 5 runs a game, somewhere in that range ERA-wise. So I don't think Verlander's done anything this year. So I expect him to do about the same thing he's been doing. To me, this is kind of a bullpen game. Houston and the A's in Sacktown. 9.5 the total. Houston, a heavy favorite, minus $1.64. You can get the A's at plus 138. Valdez, who's 7-4 against Luis Severino, who's been ass mustard at home. He's 2-6 overall with a 4.4 ERA. And I told you what Valdez's numbers were. I still like the Stros here, and I don't like paying that much money, so I'm going to lay it at the run line at minus 104.
Well, Scott, I'll have two hot dogs with ass mustard, please. I like the Oakland A's as a pooch tonight. I know Severino hasn't been good. Sorry. Athletics. Call them Oakland. I do that like every – I just want to – anyway, yeah, I like the Athletics tonight as a pooch. I think Severino gets it done tonight. I like to take teams coming off that big loss. They got murdered the other night. I think they show up tonight. That is my dog of the night.
San Diego and the Dodgers. San Diego's plus 170. The Dodgers are minus 206. 9.5 is the total. Kolek against Sheehan. I actually like the Padres tonight at the heavy number of plus 170 to finally get a game at Dodger Stadium. I don't think the Dodgers win every night.
That's a great price tonight, too, for, like, you know what I mean? Like, these bad pitchers tonight could have a lot of runs, too, but I love that value of San Diego. I agree.
When we come back, we're ready to start talking about the NBA Finals, which will resume on the July 4th weekend. I'm just kidding. It's tomorrow night.
Seriously, like, can these guys play? Nice vacation.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Anyway, it's time to talk about the NBA Finals, which resume tomorrow night after another lengthy break. Tyrese Halliburton participated in practice today, and it was just a walkthrough because that's all he can do anyway. All these people keep telling me that this guy, as long as he can walk, he'll play. But that doesn't mean, as I said to Mitch Lawrence, that he's going to be effective. The other night he played, and he was dramatically ineffective. Mm-hmm. 0-for-6 from the floor. All of his shots were short, hitting the front of the rim. He was turning the ball over. He couldn't defend anyone. Couldn't get any space with his, off the dribble. The guy couldn't get any shots that were decent off. Couldn't get his step back going. Couldn't do anything. But everybody kept telling me how he's fine. They just need to get him out there and play him because he's so important. I never agree with anyone who tells me a guy that's 60% is better than a guy that's 100% that's healthy, that can play at a high speed like TJ McConnell can. Let's listen to Halliburton sell you a bill of goods.
Do you have any update for us then?
Nothing more than you've already seen. Practiced today, did what I could. I know Coach just told you guys what the process will be tomorrow for me to play. And we're just taking it from there.
Are you dealing with the strain?
Yeah.
Treatment. He's having treatment all day, every day. I guarantee I bet he's had 12 hours of massages and treatment on the calf. And there's nothing you can do. Like, it's real simple. If you play ball and you pull up lame with a calf, you tear it, you pull it, either or, strain it, whatever. You know, it's a bad muscle to pull. And it's a bad muscle to strain. And it's a terrible muscle to tear. And if you have a calf problem, you're just not able to start running fast, no burst, no burst ability, no jump shot. You don't have any kind of ability to, you know, get up in the air and do anything that you normally do. That's just all there is to it. Most guys that injure their calves don't play for a couple weeks at least. You pull up lame with a calf, you're done. They shut down immediately. This guy's in the NBA Finals, so he's got to play hero ball and play through it. And I want to see it to believe it. I really do. Now, here's Rick Carlisle, says they won't know for sure at all about Halle until basically game time.
Yeah, he participated in all our walkthrough stuff. So, but it's a walkthrough, so it's not, there was no real running or moving or anything. So, so we'll see. We'll see how where we are tomorrow. It's a topic that people want to hear about and know about, and there's going to be a lot of questions about it. But we will not really know for sure until
the finals is what
late tomorrow afternoon or early evening.
Spit it out. Like, they're not winning the finals with this guy injured or with this guy at half speed. And let me tell you something else. I'm going to say this right now to you. They're not going to win even if he was 100% because this team is just flat out better than them. And it's showing now more and more, the deeper they go in this series, the more problems the Pacers are having with them.
That's the thing, Scott, too. And the Pacers play close. And then what does Oklahoma City do at the end? Okay, let's turn it on now. Blow you out and cover. That's what these guys do. That's the whole thing. Indiana, they're going to have to, like, really come out and do well in the first quarter, first half, and try to maybe hold on for life to keep it close. But you know what Oklahoma City does in the fourth quarter? They bury you.
So McConnell came to the defense of his coach when people like me said he should have played more.
Trust Rick wholeheartedly with his substitutions. Let's make one thing perfectly clear. Rick is a Hall of Fame coach. He knows what he's doing, and we all have the utmost faith in his rotations, his X's and O's. We all love him, and that's the bottom line.
So this guy knows what to say. His dad coached him his whole life. He is a coach's son. And his dad broke his ass his entire life to turn him into this monster player that he is for his size. Like, he's no more. He's 6'1 on a good day. What he does at 6'1 on a good day is destroy team souls. This guy's unbelievable.
You know what, Scott? We got to talk. No, I like McConnell, too. The guy's got an absolute motor that never stops, too. But somebody's got to step up for Indiana. Have you seen Turner? The guy's 3-for-17 with his last three-pointers. This guy's bricking everything. If Halliburton's not around, somebody else has to, like, have a wicked game. It can't just be about Siakam getting 24.
I think that's what it's been about from the jump is Siakam.
Yeah. Correct.